Hey guys, we're in the middle of the 2024 primary season, and I'm here with my friend Susan Wright today. We're going to dive into everything primaries. You know, Christians don't get involved in primaries very often, but we should. If you care about who represents you and who's on the ballot in November, you should care about primaries. Stay tuned for this incredible episode as Susan Wright and I go deep into why Christians should care about primary elections. Welcome to the Conversations with Christians Engaged podcast. I'm your host, Bunny Pounds, the president of Christians Engaged. This ministry exists to awaken, motivate, educate, and empower ordinary believers in Jesus Christ to do three things: to pray for our elected officials and our nation regularly, to vote in every election to impact our culture, and to engage in some form of civic education or involvement for the well-being of our nation.
I'm so thankful, Bunny, for what you do. A lot of people talk the talk, but you really walk the walk.
There's nobody else I want to talk to about Jesus with than you.
And I will stand and lock arms with this woman of God, Bunny Pounds, any day of the week.
Bunny, you are a new hero of mine.
And I'm 100% behind something that Bunny Pounds is doing. Encourage her, pray for her, and be involved. Be part of Christians actively engaged.
America is worth it. Now is the time. America needs your involvement. Please take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage. Join with a movement of other Christians that are doing these three simple things that can really impact this nation. Join us. Hey guys, it's Bunny Pounds here with Christians Engaged. Wow, what an incredible year we've been having so far. And I love the last series we did on discipleship and spiritual mothers and fathers. And I can't believe my book's about to come out. February 6th, Jesus and Politics hits the mailboxes. So pre-order it now, pre-order it. But this is a special episode about everything primaries. Wow, we've got a lot to go through in 2024 as primaries are happening already in key states, and Super Tuesday will be coming up for Texas and so many states in March. So nobody else that I trust to talk about primaries like I trust Susan Wright. Let me introduce you to Susan. Susan is actually now our advancement officer. She helps us with fundraising and development here at Christians Engaged. But she has been involved in local government. She was the president of her homeowners association. She has been involved with her husband, Ron, was on the city council in Arlington. He was the tax assessor collector in Tarrant County. Then Ron ran for Congress, shows she knows so much about federal government through that experience. She also worked as a district director for state representative Bill Zedler for years, and then Representative David Cook. So this woman knows everything about county, city, state, and federal government. And then she ran for Congress herself when her awesome husband, we loved Ron so much, went to be with Jesus. And so I cannot think of anybody better to talk about primaries than Susan. Susan, it is so great to have you today.
Thanks, Bunny. It's great to be here.
So when you get Jesus in Politics, or for those of you guys who've got advanced copies, you want to read the chapter on Ron Wright and Susan. But it's just been such an honor to walk with you, friend, for so many years. And I am thrilled about you being on our team full time. What a blessing. God is just so good.
Well, thank you. It's a blessing to me, too. And I love it. I'm having a great time.
Well, you're a great addition to everything we're doing. So let's talk about the primary process and how do we navigate this as believers, because we've got a lot of important things on the ballot. We have state parties that put propositions to kind of get the feel of what the primary voters care about in that mm-hmm. state. We've got to pick between candidates on the federal level, on the state level, on the county level. I mean, I really think, Susan, that the primaries are more important sometimes than the general election, because this is where we get to really weigh in on who the nominees are for the political parties.
Well,
what do you think?
You're exactly right, Bunny. The primaries, for most voters, they think there's just a lot of elections. But the truth of it is the primaries are where the major parties choose their nominees for the November elections.
Yeah.
And the propositions that go on the ballot, the major parties have to do that back in the fall. So that got done. There's requirements in every state for election deadlines and such. So that all got done way back so that in Texas, anyway, in March, when we go to the polls, we'll get to weigh in on which people we want to pick for each of the different parties. Democrats will choose the people that they want. Republicans will choose the people that they want. Libertarians, Green parties, all the different parties. Then in November, that's when you get to choose between the nominees of the different parties. So you're exactly right. This process takes about a year from beginning to end. I think in Texas, the party started in November, October and November, deciding on ballot language for propositions. And then Super Tuesday is when we vote in March, coming up quickly.
Yeah. And I think for Christians, sometimes, whether they're Catholic or Protestant, you're Catholic, I'm Protestant, thinking through, we think of ourselves as kingdom people. And I think it's really hard for Christians sometimes to think about, you know, in some states, they have to register in a particular political party to vote in a primary. And then, you know, here in Texas, it's whatever we vote in is kind of our vote as far as whether we say we're a part of that party or not. But typically, we're independent in our thinking because we want to pick the right people. But we have to make choices. Like, we have to make choices. And frankly, if we wait to the general election, guys, it's too late. The nominees are picked. And if you're going to be the one that is going to complain about who's on the ballot and you didn't participate in the primary, I don't want to hear you complain.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how do you talk to Christians to get over that, that they need to, like, look at the platforms and make those choices on, you know, where they can weigh in?
Well, you and I talk about this a lot. We talk about it to groups. We talk about it among the team at Christians Engaged. As believers, we're called to walk our faith.
Yep.
We've got to enable ourselves or remind ourselves to use our discernment and to look at things through the lens of the biblical worldview. When you do that, those things help inform you when you're looking at the different candidates or issues on the ballot as to what would be the right choice through the biblical worldview. What is responsible? What is compassionate? What is righteous? What is the right thing to do in this situation? And those decisions go into, or should be going into, your choice as a voter when you go to the polls. If you wait till November, you've allowed other people to make those decisions. And frankly, the body of Christ should be weighing in on these decisions. We're the last nation left in the world that actually has totally open elections where we get to choose people. And through the primary process, we get to choose who the nominees are for the different parties, whichever party you wish to participate in. By November, that's already set.
Right.
So the voices to be heard are back in the spring, or depending on what state you're in, some have primaries much later in the year than we do, but the bulk of us vote in the nation by Super Tuesday, I think.
Well,
the numbers.
And this is why we're calling people to pray, vote, and engage regularly.
Exactly.
And if you take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage on our website, all over our website, just go to the pledge, you're going to start getting voting reminders for your state. And we ask you for your full address, because that's the only way we know where you live, right?
Exactly.
To get the voting reminders you need.
Mm-hmm.
But those have been very helpful to people, Susan. I mean, even we've had partners of ours that support Christians Engaged that were like, I wouldn't have remember that runoff for my city election or that runoff if I hadn't got those texts and emails. So we're seeing, you know, we're all busy people. We need reminders, right? But as we're thinking through this, why is it important for Christians to start building that habit of voting in every election, starting with a primary?
Well, the primary is a good place to start, but every election from the president down to the lowest spot on the ballot of elected office is important. Why is it important? Is, at the risk of repeating myself more and more and more, you have to weigh in as early as possible. The reminders help keep that front of mind, because we're busy. Like you said, there's a thousand things competing for our attention. The reminders help you to keep that in the front of your mind. You would think that with all the political signs that are out and the political ads that are out on both radio and television and electronically within the internet and,
yep,
and everything, you'd think you'd remember. But the truth is there's so many of them that our minds just tune them out. But we're hopeful that whenever you see the Christians Engaged notes that you'll remember, oh, this is my chance to pray, vote, and engage. And when you pray, vote, and engage, pray for discernment, vote in the election, in every single election, and then engage, ask questions, attend meetings, run for office if you feel so led, but yes, at a minimum, ask questions to inform your discernment, your decision making.
Well, and we wanted to do this show early so that you can listen to this and share it with your friends, because we believe that this is going to be a helpful conversation, mm-hmm, for you to understand and be able to communicate to other people why primaries are important. But we send out a 5-step guide, Susan, that people will be able to get when they take the pledge. And one of them is look at the party platforms. And we're going to give you some tools to be able to look through some of the key points that the parties believe in their own words.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you to print off your ballot. Go to your county elections department website and print it off so you know every single thing's on the ballot before you walk in the door. We ask you to check out our friends at iVoter Guide. Mm-hmm. They have some great research on federal and state candidates, and then some local candidates as well. And then our friends at Transparency USA that digs into the money that's behind politics. Like, where is people getting their money? So we ask you to pray and ask God for wisdom and, mm-hmm, walk through and share this with others. But if people just do those simple steps, they're going to go in a lot more educated than anybody else, right?
100% agree. Couldn't agree more. The platforms are supposed to be the documents that tell people what this party stands for. So the Democrats would say, this is what we believe in, and they list the issues and their position on things. Republicans say the same thing. Libertarians, Green Party, all the parties have a platform of some sense. Some, yeah, of them call it something different. The purpose of looking at those and looking into them is it's real easy to fall into the trap of everybody I know votes in this party or that party, so that must be the party that I should be voting in, or my family's always voted this way, so I just need to choose, you know, that person. That's certainly a way to make a decision, but it's not an informed way to make a decision.
Right.
And I always encourage people to take, it's really so much simpler than it used to be when you and I started all this, Bunny. Now everything's online. You really don't have a reason to not take a few minutes, really just a couple hours at the most, from the entire time the primaries begin till it's time to go vote. Look at who's on the ballot. Print off your ballot.
Yep.
Go see who's on the ballot. Go take a look at them. See what you think about what they say. And then pray for discernment. Make your decision. You know, in Texas, we can take a voter aid with us. It can't be a campaign item, but you can take a sample ballot with you to mark the candidates that you want so that when you get in there, you don't get confused or you don't have to try and remember. Our ballots are long sometimes in Texas.
That is a good point. So you can write on your ballot and you can write your notes, mm-hmm, and go in there and you can take that in to, mm-hmm, give you a reference guide. So,
sure,
looking up what they believe on their websites, their Facebook pages, mm-hmm, et cetera. It's not that hard. So we've got a couple things. People are so focused on presidential politics right now, mm-hmm, which understandably. So as we're making that decision for president and vice president, or who's going to be on the ballot, we've got to look for several things. Number one, the president is the one that hires the entire executive branch.
Exactly.
I think people need to think about that. So unfortunately, guys, Jesus is not on the ballot. I wish he was, right? I say that all the time, but Jesus is not on the ballot. So we have to pick between imperfect people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pick between what they say, but also what the party they represent says about their values. And then I want to get into, these big primaries. We got a lot of people on the ballot. You and I both ran for Congress, mm-hmm, in a primary. We both ended up in a runoff. We both, unfortunately or fortunately, lost our runoffs.
Right.
Because there's a 30% or 30 to 35% you know, cutoff between people that don't even show up mm-hmm. from the primary to the runoff.
Exactly.
So what can you say to people to follow through if their state has a runoff situation? And that means that candidates, you know, how many people were in your race again? A lot.
23.
23 people in a special election. And then you and Jake Elzey get into a runoff.
Yes.
And so that means everybody has to show up again.
Yes.
And they got to know the dates and they got to go out for early voting. How important is it for people to follow through? The first vote is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important. If it's important enough to spend the time to do it the first time, in my mind, it's important enough to follow through and see it to the conclusion. So there's such a drop off in participation in the runoff. Your vote has a higher percentage of weight than it did in the previous one. So, look, I mean, we're busy. We've already said that, but we're just humans, right? We're all flawed. The ones on the ballot plus us, we're all doing the best we can. You know, things happen. It's raining. You have to work late at work. There's 1,000 different reasons why you don't go, and that's not a burning issue. Like, that's not as important as a crying kid or something. I get it. But again, in Texas, we have 2 weeks to early vote. If you back all of this up, which is why I'm thrilled we're doing this now, because it gives people time to say, gosh, it is getting time to take a look at this. We're just a few weeks from early voting.
Yeah.
If you take the time to do it and you take a little bit of time each night and you look at some of the things that are going on in terms of the websites and maybe go meet some of these people, you can make a decision. And then it's really important to make a plan to vote where you've got the opportunity to vote early, because the candidates are working really hard. It consumes their whole lives. And they're offering to do this for us as a nation, as a state, as a community, whatever the jurisdiction. We get the government that we choose. And if we don't go, we still make a choice, right? So the importance is that the candidates, no matter who you choose, they all need your votes. And if it was important enough to do it the first time, it's just as important, maybe more so, to do it the second time.
So good. Let's talk about the convention process as far as, you know, we got, of course, Iowa's already happened, but they actually vote in a caucus convention form.
Mm-hmm.
But the platforms for the political parties are influenced by the activists or the people that show up to influence those platforms. So you can actually learn about all this, guys, at our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement Seminar.
Mm-hmm.
We walk through in the first two classes of that about political parties, platforms, rules. So there's a precinct in most states, there's a precinct convention, then a senatorial convention, then a state convention.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that show up at those conventions actually influence the platform, the rules, how the party operates. Can you and I have both been involved with that for decades.
Yes.
Can you talk to us about why Christians should consider getting involved in that process?
Well, it's a familiar strain with me. We're supposed to be engaged in the public square. And our thoughts and our perspective on things is valuable. As Christians, we've got to inform ourselves with the Word of God. We've got to know what the Word says about our everyday lives and how to conduct ourselves. And then we need to go and look at what are the issues of the day, and we need to speak out on those. We need to say, this is right, this is wrong, I support this, I don't support this. Look, the world is run by those who show up. That's not just a cliche.
That is true.
That is the truth. So in my precinct, I think we have, precinct is just, it's usually a few neighborhoods. It's a smaller voting group. Cities are divided into this for voting purposes, for anybody who may not realize that. There's probably 2,500 to 3,000 people, voting age people. They're not all registered to vote. They don't, of the ones registered, they don't all go vote. But of that huge number of people, say 60% of them vote in the primary. We're lucky to get 4 to 10 people that come to the precinct convention.
Mm.
Of the precinct convention, so in terms of the steps, you go to the precinct convention, you get voted in as a delegate saying, yes, I want to go to the senatorial district convention, which is by Senate districts in Texas. There's 31 of them. Then you go to that convention about 3 weeks later. And then from there, if you want to be a delegate, you ask to be a delegate, and then you stand to be chosen to be elected by the group to represent your district at the state level convention, where the final votes are taken on platform, on rules, on all the things that shape how the party itself operates. Within the party operation in Texas, the parties run the primaries. So you have an official position as a party. Democrats and Republicans run the two primaries because they have whatever that percentage is that's in state law. They have the highest two percentages. And so if you want to say in how all of these things run, you have to come to the table. And believe it or not, a mom who's never been active before, this just happened the last election cycle, a mom who's never been active before came to a precinct convention, said, what do I do next? I really want this to be part of the platform because I really want some umph behind it for the legislative session to get this passed because it really means a lot to the kids in my kids' school. And she literally babysat that thing and spoke every time she had a chance, and it actually got into one of the laws this past year. That's how it's a lot of work. I won't say it's
yeah.
easy.
Yeah.
But the process is not complicated. It's just one step after the other after the other. That's where all of these things start, is at your precinct convention.
And you can find all that at your political party that you choose. Again, as you look at the platforms, mm-hmm. we encourage you to read them, print them off. You can see them mm-hmm. on the state level and the national level. Choose which party you think you could make the greatest impact in, and then get involved. And you can see that at your county party website. So, mm-hmm. again, we always say, Susan, if Christians got involved in all political parties, it would make a huge difference. Why? Yeah. Because the platforms are dictated by the people that show up.
Exactly.
So if you want the platforms of a party to change, maybe showing up and being a part of that process could actually work.
Exactly. And that's voting for things. It's also voting against things.
Yes.
In some cases, depending on where you are, what your position is, and maybe you agree with everything in this party but this one thing, stand up and say, I don't believe that. I believe our party can do better. And vote against things. Sometimes that's the most impactful thing you can do.
Couple things as we're closing out here is you are part of our Salt and Light curriculum, how to impact your local communities. Can you talk about how impactful that class is for people if they spend the time getting in that class? Because we go through county, city, and school boards and everything else.
Well, you know, I love that. I got started at neighborhood association level with a zoning issue in my town. And I'm always, gratified, I think, whenever people give us feedback and talk about, well, I had no idea that's all it took to get that done. And I went down to my city council or school board or to the county, and I asked about this, and I talked about this, and I called, and I did what you said, and I actually got a response, and they actually did something about it. It's very empowering, it's very eye-opening, and it's a fulfillment for people to be able to take a little bit more ownership in the world around them. And I think that that's important. The more Christians we have engaged in this process, I think the more our world will look a little bit more like we believe.
Amen. Amen, Susan. Preach that. So your call to action is this. If you have not taken the pledge to pray, vote, and engage, get into our pledge system. Share that with all your family and friends, your people at church, so they get our voting reminders, our weekly prayers, and then go through our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement seminar first, and then go to Salt and Light, how to impact your local communities. We want to help you impact your communities, and this is an important year to do it. Susan, as we close out, this is an important year, 2024, for us.
Yeah.
Everything we built for the last 4 years, this is our year to explode. My book's coming out, guys, February 6th. I'm doing a lot of Christian TV, radio, podcasts talking about this. And this is really my story of going from a mom that showed up
yep.
to testify in front of a platform yep. committee. And then 20 years later, I'm nominated on the platform committee for the National Party with David Barton. I mean, that's crazy, right? But we want to help people, even through this book, mm-hmm. be able to model that you can walk with Jesus in politics. But why is it important for people specifically this year to help us here at Christians Engage? You're here full time helping us get the funding that we need to do this work every day. Why is it so important specifically this year?
Well, our goal this year is to move a million voters to the polls from the body of Christ. And we can do that. If we had a million people from Christians in all walks, go vote, we would see instantly a lot of the change that we all profess to want.
Yep.
So all of that work takes dollars, and every dollar that we are raising is going towards building the contact information from people who want to get plugged in, and then helping to push them where they need to go vote and win. So there's no donation too small, and certainly there's none too big. But if everybody listening is a donor, $5 a month, $10 a month, a one-time gift of $25 makes a huge impact. And those are people that we can impact and help them, remind them when to go vote, and help them do the things that we ask them to do to make a biblical decision.
Yeah, we can find a Christian that is waking up, guys, for about 50 cents a person. So do the math on that. It's going to take a lot of money to reach a million, but we can do it. And frankly, we have a lot of things that we need to do, one-on-one mentorship. We have all of our, we're producing more curriculum this year, our biblical worldview, biblical conduct, and other projects as well. So consider being a partner with Christians Engage. If you haven't already, consider partnering with us. I'm telling you, those monthly donations are critical for our budget. So go online to christiansengage.org and sign up for however big of a gift you can give, or sign up to be a monthly partner and pre-order my book. We have got so much going on in the coming months, so check that out. A book club's coming, and other exciting things. Thank you, Susan, for joining me today. It's a blessing. And man, I hope people share this with their family and friends to educate them on primaries. What do you think?
I hope so, too. Look, all they have to do is pray about it. Look at character. Character counts. Past record is the best predictor of future action. Keep praying about it. Make your decision. Make your plan and go vote.
Go vote. Go vote. Well, share this podcast, guys, this weekly show, specifically this one on primaries, with people that you know. This will also be available on our pages, on our website, on the primaries. So encourage people to take the pledge to pray, vote, and engage. That's how we mobilize Christians to not just vote in this election, in this important year, but every election for the rest of their life. We love you. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible podcast. What a time we've had. We love you so much. We love being in your life. Have you subscribed? Have you shared this with your family and friends? Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you get your audio or video pods. We need your help. This mission is undergirded by individuals just like you that support this ministry monthly, annually, and whenever you think about us, to be able to reach over a million Christians in the next 2 years. That's our goal. We want to empower a million Christians around America to pray, vote, and engage regularly. Will you help us? We're here to do that, and we need your help. I want to say thank you to our partners at The Stream. What an incredible online publication put out by James Robison and Life Outreach International. As we come together across denominational lines as believers to discern what God's saying about the news of the day and to hear from different viewpoints, check out The Stream, make it your homepage, and get on their email list. This product is amazing. Also, our partners at Edify App, put out by Christian Post. This podcast app is a convergence of Bible teachers around America. We're excited to be a part of Edify App. Check out all their other podcasts. Thank you so much again for caring about this nation. We're here to help you pray, vote, and engage. We'll see you next week.